Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
This is day 32 of your new life. Today's title is Put on the New Self. Wayne Grudem said, "The theological concept of regeneration may be defined as a secret act of God in which He imparts a new spiritual life to us." Our text today is Colossians 3, verses 9 through 11. "Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of its Creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all." Paul begins verse 9 with a continuation of his description of the old nature that began in verse 5. Paul identified another variety of untamed speech which needs to be put out of our lives. He wrote, "Do not lie to one another. Lying has become a part of American culture. We even categorize lies by referring to them as little white lies or serious lies." Paul said, "Don't lie at all. Tell the truth. To walk in truth with the one who said about himself, 'I am the truth,' demands that we speak the truth." When we were saved, Jesus Christ came into our lives and He began the process of transforming us into a new person. Through our sin, we lost the image of God with which we were created. Through salvation, this image is being restored, or, in the language of our verse, we are being moved toward that image as the ultimate goal of our lives. Because of what Jesus Christ is doing in our lives, because of the goal toward which we are moving, we should be willing to put out of our lives anything that prevents us from experiencing God's best for our lives. In this section of Scripture, Paul reminds us that every believer has put off the old self with its practices and have put on a new self. Because Jesus is Lord of our lives, we have been transformed to a new way of living. God's power over sin has set you free to live with a missional mindset. The renewal of the old self is so radical, it changes all human relationships. Paul says in verse 11, "Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all." If we make a practice of putting to death our sensuality and covetousness, laying aside evil attitudes and malignant speech, we will fully experience this astounding removal of barriers in human relationships. The new self, lived out, brings the destruction of racial barriers, Greek or Jew, religious barriers, circumcised or uncircumcised, cultural barriers, barbarian, Scythian, and social barriers, slave or free. Paul closes out this section with the powerful phrase, "Christ is all and in all." When we live for Jesus and seek daily renewal, God works in powerful ways to show Himself real and relevant to the world around us. Consider these questions. What is available for you to put on spiritually because you have been buried with Christ and raised with Him to the newness of life? What are some specific ways you can renew the knowledge of the image of your Creator? What kind of impact could you make if you put into practice Paul's challenge to put on the new self? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for renewing us. Thank you for resurrecting us. Teach us how to embrace the power of your grace fully by putting on our new selves daily. In Christ's name, amen.